Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Dalid Mishnah Ches and Parak Dalid Mishnah Tes as we continue discussing the various mitzvos and obligations of Sukkahs. Parak Dalid Mishnah Ches is going to return to the Mishnah at the beginning of this parak, which described the various mitzvos of Sukkahs and how many days they apply for. It says the Mishnah HaHalal VeHasimcha Shmona at the Mishnah Torah, the beginning of the parak, that the mitzvos of reciting Halal and being happy apply for all 8 days, including, of course, Shmini Atzeres. As the Mishnah Ketzad, how is this to be understood? This is coming to teach us that a man is obligated in the mitzvos, number one, of Halal, number two, of Simchas Yontiv, of Basar Yivayin, of eating meat and drinking wine, and so on and so forth, and honoring the mitzvah, the obligation of Kavod Yantif as well, which as the Gra points out, as the Rambam writes and so on, really refers to the things that are done in preparation that honor Yantif, whether it's washing yourself, whether it's getting a haircut, whether it's cleaning the house, setting the table, wearing nice clothing, and so on and so forth, are all Kavod Yantif. Oneg would be generally referred to as what we do on the holiday itself to enjoy. That would be more the simcha. But the kavod is in preparation, says the Mishnah. It's teaching us that a man is obligated in halal, simchas yantif, and kavod yantif, giving honor to the yantif on the last day of yantif of Sukkot, which of course is referred to as Shmini Atzeres. Kishar kolim mosachag, just as he's obligated to do so on all of the other days of the yantif of Sukkot. Continuing the Mishnah, Sukkah Shiva, the Mishnah taught us that the mitzvah of Sukkah applies for 7 days. Ketzad, how is this to be understood? What is the Mishnah coming to teach us here? Gamar mila'achol lo yater sukasu, says the Mishnah. That it teaches us that when one has finished eating his final meal on the 7th day of Sukkot, he should not undo the Sukkah to take it apart, because the mitzvah of Sukkah remains in force the entire day. If he chooses to learn Torah, if he chooses to eat anything else, if he chooses to take a nap and so on, he's obligated to do so in the sukkah, and therefore should keep the sukkah intact until after the chag. However, says the Mishnah, aval, but morid es hakelim min hamincha ulamala, but from the time of mincha and on, he may take down into his house the very fancy utensils and bedding that he used in the sukkah, because he's giving honor to the final day of Yantiv, meaning for Shmini Atzeres, by preparing for its evening meal in advance. Continuing now with Berak Dalid Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah is going to describe the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim, pouring water on the Mizbeach, something that was done each morning of the 7 days of Sukkot. Says the Mishnah, Nisuch Hamayim, Ketzah, how is the mitzvah of pouring the water done? Tzloches Shalzov, Machazekes, Shloshes, Lugim, Hoyim, Imali, Min Hashiloach, that the Kohen filled a golden jug that could hold 3 lugan with water from the spring of the Shilach, which was near Yerushalayim. It was then brought to the Beis HaMikdash in the following procession, and in a procession, and he giu l'shar hamayim taku ve'riyu v'taku, when they would reach the water gate in the southern wall of the Yazar of the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow on the shofaros a tekiah, a true, and then another tekiah, again as an expression of the simcha, of the joy that they are experiencing. As the Bar Tanura points out, u'sha'aftem mayim v'sasa, in a reference to the pasuk in Yeshaya, which says that you should draw water and joy. So this expression of nisuch hamayim with this water and the blowing of the shofar is an expression of simcha, is an expression of the joy that we're meant to experience and enjoy on Sukkot. Continuing in the Mishnah, Allah ba'kavach, a Kohen would go up on the ramp of the Mizbeach carrying the jug of the water, ufana l'smolo, and when he reached the top, he would turn to his left and he would walk to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Shnei sifalim shel kesef hayu sham. There were 2 silver bowls that were there, one in which the Kohen poured the wine of the daily carbon tumen, and one in which the Kohen poured the water on each day of Sukkot. Now, the previous Tana of our Mishnah taught us that the bowls were silver, but the next Tana here, Rabbi Yehuda, is going to disagree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Sidhoyu, that the bowls were actually made of plaster, which is white, Ela Shayu Mushcharin Pineyem, Mipnehayayin, but they had a silvery, great type of appearance because their surfaces had been darkened from the wine that was poured into then, as the bartender, as the Tosis Yantif points out, even the bowl used for the water looked silvery because wine was sometimes poured into that bowl by mistake. Continuing in the Mishnah, Umminu Kovin Kimin Shnei Chatamin Dakin. They had holes like two thin nostrils, meaning each bowl had a spout at its base in which there was a hole, giving the appearance of this weird little nostril type of a kli. Echad Me'ube V'Echad Dak, the nostril of one bowl, the one that was used for the wine, was wide to make it to quicken the flow of the thick wine. And the nostril of the other one, the one used for water, was narrow. Again, Kadesh Yushneim Kalin Bibas Achas, that both of them, both the water and the wine, would finish flowing out of the bowls at the exact same time. Now the two bowls were side by side, one to the west and one to the east, and the Mishnah is now going to teach us which bowl was used for which of the aspects of the avoda. Says the Mishnah, Ma'arave Shalmayim Mizrachi Shalyayin. The western bowl was for the water, and the eastern bowl was for the wine. Eira Shalmayim L'soch Yayin V'Shalyayin L'soch Shalmayim Yotza. Nevertheless, if one poured from the jug of water into the bowl for the wine, or from the jug of the wine into the bowl of the water, one has to fulfilled his obligation, you don't have to do it again. Now, the Mishnah taught us previously that the required amount of water was 3 lugim. The first Mishnah of this parak taught us that it was poured on 7 days, meaning the 7 days of Sukkot, and not on Shmini Atzeres. However, Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree once again with both points. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Belog hayo menaseh kol shmona, the kohen would actually pour from a jug containing one log on all 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha lemoshe Misinai stated that just one log of water was enough, and he also holds that just as the mitzvah of rejoicing applies on all 8 days, so too the mitzvah of nisach hamayim, of pouring the water as well, applies on all 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. Now, before the kohen poured the water, he was given the following instruction. L'menaseich omrim lo, they would say to the one who pours the water, Hagba yadcha, raise your hand when you pour. Shepam achas niseich echad al gabe raglav. He was told to raise his hand because it once happened that one kohen who rejected Torah Shabbat, he was one of the tztukim, he intentionally poured the water onto his feet instead of onto the bowl. Urgamuhu kola'am be'esrogim, the entire Jewish people would throw their esrogim at him, and from then on they asked the kohen to lift his hand when pouring, that they could see whether he was pouring it into the bowl or whether he was pouring into his feet. Quick review, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches, taught us number one, that when it comes to the mitzvos of Hallel, Simchas Yontif, and honoring Yontif, that applies all 8 days, including again Shmini Atzeres as well, just as you must do the previous 7 days. Then the Mishnah taught us in terms of the mitzvah of Sukkah, applying all 7 days. That means that even when a person finished eating his last meal on the 7th day of Sukkot, he should keep his Sukkah intact, because the mitzvah of Sukkah remains in force the entire day, obligating him to eat there if he wants to have more food, sleeping there, learning there, and so on and so forth. All must continue to be done in the Sukkah even after his meal is done on the afternoon of the 7th day of Sukkot. But says the Mishnah, in order to give kavod to Shmini Atzeres, you are allowed to bring the fine utensils and bedding from the Sukkah on when it's still the 7th day, in order to prepare for Shmini Atzeres. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, taught us about the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, and we said what was the process of Nisuch HaMayim. So number one, a Kohen would fill a golden jug that could hold 3 lugan with water from the spring of the Shiloach. When they reached the water gate in the southern wall of the Azara, they would blow on their shofaros, and they would say, once again, they would blow Tekiah Trua, and Tekiah, again, the Trua is actually really what we refer to nowadays as a Shvar. Then a Kohen would go up to the ramp of the Mizbeach, carrying the jug of water. He would, when he reached the top, he would turn to his left, and he would walk to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. There were 2 silver bowls there, one in which the Kohen poured the wine of the daily Karban Tamid, and one in which the Kohen poured the water on each day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with the previous Tan, and he said that actually the bowls were made of plaster, which was white, and they simply looked dark because of the wine that was poured into them. And the Mishnah continued describing that the bowls had holes like two thin, nostrils. The nostril of one bowl for the one that was used for the wine was wide to allow the wine that was thick to flow quicker. The nostril, the little spout of the second bowl was narrow, so that both the wine and the water would finish flowing out of the bowls at the exact same time. And then the Mishnah tells us that the western bowl was for the water and the eastern bowl was for the wine. But if you did the opposite, then it is fine, and you still did the mitzvah. You were still the yotzei, your obligation. Then Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with 2 points as it pertained to the nisach hamayim. Number one, the Rabbi Yehuda said that the kohen would pour from a jug containing one log, not three. And number two, he said that this process was done in all 8 days. The simcha that you're meant to experience through this was done not only the first 7 days, but on Shmini Atzeres as well. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that before the Kohen poured the water, he was given the instruction to raise his hand, because it used to be there were some Kohanim who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law. They would actually pour the water onto their feet and not, as they were supposed to do, and not to actually pour it into the bowl. Have a great day.